Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
So a lot of times people these days are talking about how they're coaches, and I'm all for that. I mean, we all need coaches in life, right? Someone who's going to be a truth teller, someone who's going to call us out, someone who's going to show us our blind spots. But you know what's interesting? Many, many times it's coaches who don't have coaches. Think about that for a moment. They're positioning themselves, they're posturing themselves as a coach. But then when you say, hey, who's coaching you? Sometimes you hear crickets. Now, just this last year, I basically entered a highly, highly selective coaching program. And so much so that just being straight up with you, just being real, I kind of felt like, gee, I shouldn't belong. And I like that. In fact, I haven't felt fear like that in a long time. But it was great. It was absolutely fantastic because here's what it did. It put me in the shoes of many of my clients. You know what I'm saying? See, so many times we think that, well, I've achieved, I've arrived, I'm going to insulate, isolate, I'm going to position myself with being safe and stable. But in reality, safe, stable, isolation, insulation, it's slow death. And as a result, when you are slowly dying, you know what? You don't have anything else to give other people. You've basically checked out. And as a result, the value that you're going to be giving to your clients has an expiration on it. It has a time limit. It has basically a countdown timer where, you know what? It's only a short season before you are irrelevant. We need to constantly be growing. And so I want to challenge you, if you're a coach, who's coaching you? If you are positioning yourself as a truth teller for other people, who's speaking life into you? And it's fun. It is fun to be out on the edge. It's fun to be fearful. People say all the time, I'm afraid. You know, all my clients say, hey, I'm afraid. I'm working on this book and I'm really scared. And what will people think? And I say, you know what? Fear is the only way to be. Fear is your brain and your body saying you've never been here before. And isn't that a good thing to never have been here before? I mean, what do you want to do? You want to go around the same path, the same process over and over again? You don't. You want to be experiencing new opportunities, new adventures, new influences. So this is Carrie Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire and invite truth tellers into your own life. See ya.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.